So again, but the Yebed, if the Kusi Shechted, and the Jew was not there the whole time, then the only way to do it is, if you give him a piece of meat and he eats from it, that's the proof that really it was a good Shechita. So again, that's the Lechatchila HaKol Shechted, means if a Jew watches him, and but the Yebed, even if he didn't watch him, if we give him a piece of meat to eat. My then the Mishnah says, though, but Chutz Mecherashai to the Kotun, that does not apply the din of Lechatchila of the Mishnah. Why? Because by a Kotun, or by a Shaita fool, or a dumb, deaf, so there, the Afilu the Yevet Nami Loi, even the Yevet, you cannot eat from his Shechita that they made by themselves. Why? Because Shema Yishua, Shema Yidrusu, for Shema Yachlidu, we have to be afraid, maybe the Kotun did not do a good Shechita. Maybe he waited in between, maybe those he pressed down too hard, maybe Yachlidu, he put the knife in between it to Simonim. We'll see later on these halachas Zucha Shechita. So that's the Mishnah saying by a Chereshite to the Kotin, that even by the Yevet it's not kosher. But the Mishnah ends off, Achula Sheshachatu, but any one of them has made a Shechita, and Yisrael was Zomer Agabov, then it is kosher. So Mor says again, Ahai, on which case is the safe for the Mishnah going on, that if Yisrael is Zomer Agabov, then it's kosher. Which case does the Mishnah mean it to safer? It says, Achula Sheshachatu, Achim Royin Oysan, Shechita Sink Sheva. Elaine, if you want to tell me Acherishay to the Kotin, that if it's going on the din of Acherishay to the Kotin that I was saying, if you let them shech by themselves, even by the Eved, the Shechita is possible. But if a Jew is watching over him, and he sees that he does a good job, then it's kosher. So Mor says, the Halach attack is true. But if so, Allah Koi, the Mishnah just got finished talking about Acherishay to the Kotin. If the continuation is still talking about a cheresh shait of a kotem, then the lesson should have been v'im shachatu miboyleim, that if the kusi does the shechit to any yisrael happens to be oimer agabov, then it's kosher. That's the way it should have said it. Since the mishnah doesn't say it, mashmah we're not going back to cheresh shait of a kotem, even though the din is emes. Mashmah that's not what we're talking about. Mor says rather elo akusi is going back to the din of a kusi, that if you have a yisrael oimer agabov, then it's good. For the Gemara, Amrit, he said, "She Yisrael Loimer Agabov, Shachar Afid Lechatchila." According to Bai, he was saying that's trying to raise to the Mishnah when it says, "Akol Shechtan," it means even a Kusi can make a Shechita as long as Yisrael is Loimer Agabov. So that can't be trying to say for the Mishnah that says, "B'diyeved," that if you have a God Loimer Agabov, that it's kosher. So Mor says, "Anachnami kasher." According to Bai, it's a little bit of kasher. What does he say for the Mishnah going on? So Chur Pashto, you have to say Lemethan is going upon a Kotin. But it's still a Kash the Lashon then. It shouldn't have said the Lashon of Vechu Vechulam, but rather just should have simply said Vechul Shachtu, just have said Im Shachtu. Sechlamli, according to Abayi, it's a little Bekasha. Mor says now, Omar Rav, Rav says, is it true what you just got from saying V'yoytze v'nichnas l'chadchil loy, is it true what you're saying? That if you have a guy doing something and a Jew just comes in, spots checks him, comes in and goes out, that does not help for Hechsher. Like you're saying now, by a Shechita, the Kusi makes a Shechita and the Jew just comes in and goes out, it's no good. I have Yotzanan, we learn like this, the Gemara and Avoy Dezoa that says, HaMeniach Oivik Echovim Bechalusay. If you leave a guy over in your store, he's taking care of your store, it's the store that you're selling wine there. So it says, the Yisrael Yotzev and Yichnas, and a Jew is coming in and goes out, like as far as the guy knows, the Jew could come in any time he wants. So locher is, mutter, you let us still use that wine? So here you see that Yaitzev Nichnas is enough of Hashkocha over a guy. Rashi says, V'otznan neperek basm sechta by the Zorro. The Afabi she is for Yaitzev Nichnas, mutter, alma mistafi of the Kechovim. The guy is afraid of a Jew. That do must Yisrael, for a noigay will not touch the wine. And so, Hachinam Yosef Ashkit also should be the same svara. Mistapi hashti Yosef Chosla, the guy is always afraid that maybe now the Jew will come in and watch him. So, therefore, Ashkit should also be a kosher Ashkit. Tomorrow says, no. Mikatani, there's a stable there in the Gemara Navay Dezor, Mikatani Meniach, that Lechatchilu, you're allowed to leave a guy there in your store when you go out, and just be samer that you'll come in sometimes. Ha Meniach Katani, the Lashon is just, HaMeniach HaBikachavim means the Eved, only with the Eved is good. For the Chachilu, no. So therefore, it's not good with our Mishnah, that the Yotzev Nichnas does not help Lechatchilu. So Mor says, rather, the question should be Elam Yehocha from this din of the Gemara in Avodah Zorah. It says over there later in the Samach Aleph in Avodah Zorah, it says, Ein ha-shoymer tzorech liyos yoshev u-mishamer. The Jew that's watching over the goy does not have to sit there, watch him the whole time. Ela afa pi shiyotzev v'nichnas muta. Even though the Jew just comes in and goes out at different times, it's also muta. You see, clearly the goy is afraid at all times to do something wrong because he's afraid maybe now the Jew will come in. You see, this is like a good. It was rather ela rama rava or something like this. Hochi katoni, this is what the Mishnah means to say. Ha kol shechtin rafilu kusi. Erech nami, everybody can make a shchita, even a goy can make a shchita. But I'll tell you, b'med, v'a mamur, when was it said, kishe Yisrael yoytse v'nichnas, only if at least a Jew is coming in and going out, that the goy is always afraid to do anything wrong with the shchita, because he knows the Jew could come in at any time. Avu bo umotsu sheshochat, but let's say you come in and you saw the way you found that the kusi already made the shchita, so then it's no good. Then it's only b'diyeved that choytech kezayich bo. So we have eitzers now cut off a piece of the meat from this animal that the kusi already made the shchita on, and benoisim loy and give it to him. Och loy mutelecho mishkitosoy. If the kusi eats from a piece of this meat, then you're allowed to eat from mishkita. Loy ochli, if he does not eat from it, then also lecho mishkitos, not allowed to eat from mishkita. That's from the Mishnah. That's the lechatchila, and this is the b'diyeved. The lechatchila is yoytzei v'nichnas over a kusi, and the b'diyeved is even though there was no nichnas v'yoytzei, but as long as later we give a piece of this meat to the kusi teeth and eats from it, so then it's kosher. Then the Mishnah goes on. Chutz micheres shreit v'kotin, it's two micheres shreit v'kotin. Over there, the afil b'diyeved namiloi. If we come and find where a kotin made a shchita, even b'diyeved the shchita is tzula. Because we have to be afraid, Shema Yishor, Veshema Yidrisu, Veshema Yachlidu. Maybe the Kotan did not do a good Hilchah Shchita. But the Chulun, all of them, Sheshachatu, all of them that made a Shchita, and Yisrael is Emir Agabav, then it helps. So again, the question is a high, on which case is the Sefer going on that says, Vechulun, if they're all, if anybody that made a Shchita and Yisrael is Emir Agabav, then it's good. You learn if you want to say the continuation from the last halacha about Acher Shaita V'Kotin. If so, Allah Koi, we're talking about that. If so, the Russian should have been then V'im Shachatu Miboylei. Not to say Russian of V'Chula Sheshachatu. It just should continue on and said that Acher Shaita V'Kotin by himself the Shchit is Tula. But if a Jew is watching over him, then it's Kosher. Since the Mishnah says Russian of V'Chulon, Mashmah is not going back to Kotin. El Ravi Akusi, the Mishnah is going back to Din of Akusi. The what that B'dievet of Yisrael watches him, it's good. For the Gemara Noah Amrit, he just got finished saying before that Afilu Yotze V'nichnas Ishach L'Chatchila. That even L'Chatchila is enough, just the fact that the Kusi knows that a Jew could walk in any time and spot check him. If so, Pshita, if a Jew is watching him the whole time, that Pshita is kosher even L'Chatchila. So how could Amishter end off to say the Chulin that B'dievet is kosher? It's more against us kasher. That's still a good kasher. According to Abayin's Pshat, that's still a good kasher, but the Lashon is not mashma. So who would you have to say it's like a tackle going back to Kotin? But Korpon and the Lashon is not mashma like that, therefore it's a kasher. To get to that, the second Pshat we have in the Mishnah, like Abayin says, that the Mishnah is talking about a kosher, that means even a kusi. Now, Ravashi says, this is what the Mishnah means to say. Ha-kril shechtim afilu Yisrael muma. That's what the Mishnah means. Anybody can make a shchita l'chitchilo, and even a Yisrael that's a muma. Means the Yisrael that does Averis, he could also make a Shchita. So where's the question, Muma Lamai, what type of Averis, and how does he do this Averis that you're saying, his Shchita is still kosher? Muma Lamai, if you want to tell me, Lecho Nevelis L'Teyovon, that he eats Nevelis, means he does not eat kosher meats, but he eats it L'Teyovon, because he's hungry. Rashi says, it means to say, Kilo Mishkacha Seter, if he does not find a kosher piece of meat, he'll eat Nevela. So therefore, Miyacha Shasakin Baduka, Unusunna Biyodoi, Shachat Shapa, Mashenkin over here, since he gave him a knife and he could make a good Shchita, so why should you say he'll make a Nevela, most probably make a good Shchita? He only eats Nevela with Teyov, it means when he doesn't have kosher meat, then he'll eat Trefa meat. But if he can find kosher meat, why should we be afraid? That's Shafan Amishtah, Lachatkhila, that's good. Okay, the Rav, like Rav says, the Yama Rav says, Yisrael Mumar, let's say you have a Jew that he eats nevelis, but when on the teyovin, mean if he can't find kosher meat, then he'll eat treifa meat. He'll do it with the mason. But kaponim, he only eats the treifa meat when he can't find kosher meat. So such a person, boydik sakin, All you have to do is just check out the knife before you give it to him. For Neisler, then give him the knife and let him make the shechita. Or mutalecha mishchitas, and you'll eat for mishchita. Because the svar is, why should he do anything wrong? Since he's not a person, he eats at lahachis. He only eats the trays when he can't find kosher. Say that he gave him the knife, the kosher, a knife, so why should he do a good shechita? We're talking about a person that knows such a shechita. Therefore, that's the Mishnah, kol shecht, even the chathila, we can let such a person shecht. Ah, but what's going to be loy boydik? Let's say he did not check out the knife before. For nosan loy, you let him stam shecht. Then the din is loy yishchit. You're not allowed to let him shecht. The imshachet, let's say, b'dievet, this person went and made a shechita. So then the loch was like this. Boydik sakino acharov. After he made the shechita, now we have to check out the knife that he made the shechita with. Nimsa sakin yafifana, the sakin is good. Mutalacha mishkitasa, again, why should we say he did something wrong? He'll eat kosher if he could. So since the knife is a good knife, most probably made a good shechita. But imlava, after the shechita, we check the knife and we see the knife is no good, then takits also lacha mishkitasa. You're not allowed to eat from a shechita because you have to be afraid he made the shechita with this type of a knife that's pogum. Therefore, even with the evidence possible. So therefore again, l'chatchi we allowed to give him to shecht if we checked the knife before. If we didn't check before, you should not let him check. But with the evidence, if we gave it to him to shecht and we did not check the knife before, only after the shechita we checked out the knife and the knife was kosher, then with the evidence the meat is kosher. And the Mishnah then goes on to say, chutzto mecheres shreit of a cotton, exclu mecheres shreit of a cotton. By him they are filled the evidence nami loim. Even with the evidence if he made a shechita, it's no good if nobody's watching him. Why? As we said before, Shem Yeshua, Shem Yidrus, or Shem Yechwidu. We're afraid he won't do a good shechita. And the Mishnah ends off again, B'chulun Shachtu, anybody that makes a shechita in Yisrael is Zemir Agabov, then it's kosher. So again, where is the last case going on? Elaim is going back to Acheres Shreit of a Kotten, again the famous question, Allah Koi, V'yim Shachtu, my boy, we're talking about that, as you just continue on and say, Loshnov, V'yim Shachtu, what's Loshnov B'chulun? Mashm is not going back to the case of Kotten. El Rada Yisrael Mumma, going back to the case of Yisrael Mumma. So that's the question, what are you going to tell the Yisrael Emagaba for? So again, if it's talking about a Yisrael Mumum, so it depends. If you checked out the knife before you let him shecht, or Amrit shechet lechetchila, that he's allowed to shecht even lechetchila, even without a Yisrael Emagaba. Well, the case must be the loy bodik, that we did not check out the knife before we gave it to him. If so, he the Yisrael Emagaba lechetchila. So what do you have to have a Yisrael Emagaba for? After the shechita, let's take the knife and let's check out the knife. The Balibdika Hashtag, let's check out the knife now. The left of the sakin, if we don't see the sakin now after the shechita, if so, if we can't check out the knife, ki achirim rei nois in my heaven, even though Jews are watching him during the shechita, so what? Even though he didn't do anything wrong b'shan shechita, but dilma b'sakin pogum shochit, maybe though the shechita was done with a knife that has dents on it, that's pogum. You have to be afraid, it's not a kosher shechita. It's more against of kasha. According to this man, Yom, it's also a kasha. According to Vashi, also a kasha. Just lashon.
Young Mo says, Ravina says, Hochi Ketoni. This is what the Mishnah means to say. That Hakil Sheikh, again, what's the beginning of the Mishnah, the lashon of Hakil? Sheikhim means Hakil Mumchin. Everybody is a Mumcha. Everybody, like you have a right to say, he knows the Loch is. And a shechita is a good shechita. Rashi says, Mumchin means, V'yoydin hilcha shechita, V'yol know the lochas of shechita. So here's that lush in Mishnah again, Rashi shechitin means, Hakel Mumchin means shechitin Mumchin, and the chiddush is, V'yafo pei shein lechzokim, even though they're not mukhsim, means they did not shech in front of us three times already. So Rashi speaks out, means, Shleshoch leflein agim abomim, Lirois im yesh bem koyach, if they have strength, shein the mesalf, and they don't become weak, b'shechita. Shiyavu deshiyah. Even though we didn't see them do it already, but since they're mumcha, therefore lechatchilu v'shchitu is kosher. But then what it means is the mev of Amurim Ramu is said shiyoydim boy shiyadeya loy mer hilcha shchita. If we know for sure that this person knows the loch is hilcha shchita, avol ein yoydim boy. But if we do not know that shiyadeya loy mer hilcha shchita, he knows how to say he knows hilcha shchita, then lo yishchet. Then lechatchilu nalar alarim shecht. But then, with the evidence of Yimshach, of this person made a shechita, is Beitkenos, we check him out. In Yudaya, loy mihilcha shechita, mutalach mishchita. So if we see later that he knows the hilcha shechita, then we can eat from a shechita. V'yimlav, we do not know, then also lach mishchita, not only from a shechita. So that's what the Mishnah, that's lachetchila, if we know that that he's a mumcha, and b'diyevid means that we did not know he's a mumcha, then b'diyevid, if he made a shechita, later we could check him out. Then the Mishnah goes on again, chutz mecher shaita v'kotim, t'yafilu b'diyevid namiloi. Even b'diyevid we can't let them shecht. Why? Shem Yishar, Shem Yidu, so v'shem Yechlidu. For whom all of them sheshachetu, all of them made the shechita, so Gemara says, hi, again, where's the sefer going on? Elaim again, I have a shait of a cotton. For the Gemara again, a lawyer, Koy, we're talking about that. The Yim Shachatu mi boiler. The Mishnah just should have said the Yim Shachatu. So the Mashiach is not going back to Chereshat. We're going back to a new case. Ela rather, Shein Mumche, where the person is not a Mumche. If so, still it's a question. What does the Mishnah say? You have to have a Yisrael, Eimer Agabov, Beboitkin, Oisai Sagi, that afterwards we could check him out to see if he knows the loch. Is that enough? So why do you have to have somebody over him? So Mar says the case is the lesser the command liblike. There's nobody by him to check. He's not by to check him out. So in such a case, if somebody saw him do the shita, that's but yeah, but we could be saying that the shita was good. So that's Ravina's parents. Vika the army, some say that Ravina and Ravina says, okay, this is what the Mishnah means to say. Hakur shirk means hakur muzokim. Everybody is a muhsik. Not that the mumchim, but the role muzokim means that they know how to make a good shita. Meaning, we saw them do it already three times, that's enough. And then, if we saw it done already three times a good shechita, then the klal is, afo pi shein mumchen, even though we do not know the knows vilcha shechita, as long as we see him do good shechita three times, that's enough. B'med, v'mamurum, was it said, she'shachatu l'funeinu be'zegim upamim, that the person made his shechita two or three times, v'lein nesal, if he did not become tired. Ah, v'lein l'funeinu be'zegim upamim, if he did not make a shechita two or three times, then lo yishkut. Then we do not let him make a shechita. Why? Shemi yisalif. We're afraid maybe become tired, to become weak. The imshachut. Let's say the person did make the shechita. The yomer and he says boruli for him. It's sure shloines alafti. I did not become weak or tired. Then shechita asik shayra. That's what the Mishnah means. That's the b'diyevad of the Mishnah. Chutz micher shayt bekotim tefil b'diyevad nami loy. Even b'diyevad we can't let him make a shechita. Why? Shemi yishur. Shemi yidu. So we're afraid maybe they'll leave it over, maybe they'll be Doris. The Shemi Yachlidu, maybe they'll make a chalodah, they'll stick the knife in the wrong place. And again, the Chumash Yishach to a high, what's going on? Eli, again, a Chemashayat of a Kotin, a Lakoy, it's talking about that, the Yimshachat in the Boil, she just said just the Yimshachat to. Again, same question. Viela, Ashein, Mukhzak, a person's not a Mukhzak. Then the Mishnah says you have to have somebody watch him, for the more why. V'amrit, the Borali Sagi, it's enough if he tells us clearly he didn't become tired then. So Mar says again, the Teretz is again, that the last thing come on the Shailai, when the person is not around, we can't ask him. So in this case, we have the halacha that if Yisrael watched him, the shechita is kosher. The other Mar says, Ravina, Varaba Barula, Kabaya, Varaba, Ravashi, Liyamri. They do not like to say the Teretz of Abaya, Varaba, Ravashi, Mishum, the Kashaluk, because we had a question on them. That doesn't end off good, the end of the Mishnah, on which case is going on, v'chulam, that if we saw, watch the shechita, v'chulam. That was a question on them. Now, kula karabba bar ula le'amri, they do not like rabba bar ula's teretz, lach lishna de yamri, hoch ikar, that we say what here is the ikar lochot of shechita, ad de rabba osam ikar, but there it's more, misach the kochim, zvach of the kochim koi, and lach lishna de yamri, tosam ikar, there it's the ikar, v'och over here, ad de toni, tomi v'chulim, Tana Nami Tana B'Megdashim, so I'll tell you the hill, Tana B'Chulin Gufuli Yitzchukle, you don't need a Kiddush, because they'll hold that Chulin Shinasu Ataras Kiddush, Lavku Kiddush Domi. There's no such Kabbalah that if you're eating regular Chulin and you want to eat a B'Tairah, there's no such Kabbalah, it has to be B'Tairah. There's no such Kiddush, even if it's Tami, still you're allowed to eat it. So there's no such Kiddush. So that's why they don't like his Teretz. Now, Kula Kravinu Yama, they don't like Ravina's Teretz. Lach lishn the yama mumchin in shein mumchaloi. I tell you, they hold roiv mitzun as a shechit mumchinain. That roiv is mumchin anyway. So that's come on. If you know or you don't know, you have a right to take on that roiv people are mumchin. Means roiv people that do shechit is mistam and know the lochot of shechita. And lach lishn the yama mukzokim in shein mukzokim loi. They hold aluf lechashin and we're not afraid someone will be tired. As long as he knows the lochot, that's enough. Rov another mustav lo yama kabaya. Kikushya, like the question we asked already. So Rashi says the question we asked already about the Yosef Me'amaniach of Yitzchov and Mechanusai, that a Yosef and Nichnas alone is enough, you don't have to have watching him the whole time. Now, ye Abaye layoma k'rova. Abaye does not like Rava's teretz. That what Rava brought a proof that just being yoytziv and nichnas, checking out sometimes is enough. He said, brought a raya from Yain Esach. So Abaye says, hosam le'noga, hocha noga. Over there, the guy is afraid to touch the wine altogether. Therefore, just the fact that a Jew may come in, he's afraid of him. But over here, where this, where the kusi is doing the shchita, it's like he's touching the behemoth. See, here, just to come in and go out is not enough. Here, you have to be over him the whole time. If you're not there the whole time, since he's already touching the behemoth, here we have to be afraid. When you're not there, it's simple to make a, you know, make a psul in the shchita. Therefore, here you have to watch him the whole time. Because since he's touching the behemoth anyway. Now, Ravash, Shiliyoma, Katavar, Rashi doesn't sound like both of them. Kisov, Kasiyot, Kusim, Gary, Roy is saying, these Kusim, heels are still goyim. And when they were Mizgayir, they became Jews only because they're afraid of the lions, like they were forced to do it. That's not called good Geiris. Therefore, the Shechit is possible altogether. Abai, Eliyom, Kravai, Abai, doesn't like Ravashi, Loi, Svir, Loi, Hod, the Rova. Doesn't hold that that Rova said. Rashi says, the Yom, the Yisrael, Mumma, Shach, Lechachil, Vablik, Asakim. He doesn't know from that. You have a person that's a Mumma, that's not Makpe, teach Shev, Kar, Kashrus, and not allowed them Shecht. You can't rely just the fact he's checking over the knife. He doesn't know from that Svara. Since the person is not Makpe, not Kashrus, only Trefus, you can't let him Shecht altogether, even if you check out the knife. Therefore, they don't like that Teretz. And so Rashi does not hold like Rova. Ela Rova, my time, Loyoma, Tishmaiti. How come Rava doesn't say his own teretz that he says here by a mummer, that he says if you check out the knife, it's good? So why did Rava need another teretz before about nichnas v'yotzei? Let him say this chiddush by the mummer. So what his teretz is, l'dvorav d'abaye komar, k'lemas v'rulei. And if Rava doesn't learn like that pshat the Mishnah, because Rava's only saying according to you, Abaye, that you want to say it means you have somebody watching over the whole time, the kusi. So he says back, no, you don't need that. It's not that v'yotzei v'nichnas. But not that Rav really holds from that parrot. Rav himself, Alam Shana Mishnah, we're talking about a mumma. That a mumma, person that's not makpid and kashrus, if you check out the knife, so then we say, for no reason, he'll make a good shchita. Like, for no reason not to, he might as well make a good shchita. That's the Shana Mishnah. You turn about one learn like this. Turn about one. Shchitat kusi muteris. If a kusi makes a shchita, it's kosher. So again, we're going to the kusi as Gary Emes, the good Jews. The med of a mumma was this said because Yisraelim Agav only the Jew was watching over him. But if we found that a kusi made a shchit and we did not watch him, then it depends. Choyter kizar, you have to cut off a piece of meat from it. But nice, not give it him. Och leiv eats from it mutlecha mishkitosai. V'yim lav, if he doesn't eat from it, then osamecha mishkitosai. You can't trust him because he's not makpid on the v'neiv l'sitim mishol. So maybe he doesn't care to give it to us even though it's treif. So if he doesn't eat from it, we can eat from it either. Yetzibah, Yimotzibah, Yadah, yeah. All right, we'll stop here. Okay, we'll stop here.